This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're into hour number two. Some stations don't carry this short segment, so I'm going to just play a special report that I want to analyze. And then Joe Hoff with undoubtedly, there's been a lot of big news, the biggest news yet, on the stolen election of 2020 and where that's going. Just unbelievable developments. And the tip of the spear has been GatewayPundit.com on that. But I happened last night to be surfing YouTube, and I came across this CBS News report that made me physically ill to watch, but it still has to be seen. I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's like 5 minutes long. We'll play about 3.5 minutes of it here. And I'll give you the title of it if you want to go on YouTube and watch the whole thing. Town with one COVID-19 case still facing crippling effects of pandemic. No, crippling effects of being under siege under martial law. Canada doesn't even let people basically go outside there, but it also borders the U.S., so this woman can't go see her family, and they won't let her across to see her dentist, and she puts up with it. So again, and people watch this on the news around the world and think this is normal. The martial law in Canada, the martial law in Australia, it's BS. And they're using it for total control and for surveillance. So here is just a great window into Stockholm syndrome and what happens when women follow the every order of the state.
Canada could decide any day now if it will reopen its U.S. border or extend the more than year-long shutdown because of the continuing pandemic. Point Roberts, Washington, in particular, has been hard hit.
By the way, hit pause again. Just back up to the beginning. Again, it's not the pandemic. It's not an ongoing pandemic. London hasn't had one COVID death in a couple of weeks, and it's still locked down, basically. It's all lies. It's a power grab telling you you're not essential. Here's the report.
And in particular has been hard hit by the closure. It's on a peninsula connected to Canada and separated from the U.S. by the Pacific Ocean. Even though it's only had one COVID case, many are worried that Point Roberts could turn into a COVID ghost town. Chris Van Cleve shows us why.
Hi.
This is how Pamela Robertson sees family during the pandemic.
How are you?
6 feet apart and a country away. Pamela in the U.S., her daughter in Canada. Separated by a border that remains closed to all but essential travel, even if the border is just a yellow concrete barrier.
As far as I'm concerned, it's essential. As far as I'm concerned, they should let me in.
But Pamela was turned away by Canadian border guards when she tried to see her dentist about an abscess, an infection that caused the side of her face to swell and could turn into a serious health risk if left untreated.
I asked him what was essential in their eyes, and he said to me, unfortunately, you have to be, like, dying.
She lives in Point Roberts, a small picturesque seaside town of about 1,100 with sweeping views. Pre-COVID, it would quadruple in size every summer as Canadians flock south of the border. Point Roberts is a bit of a geographical oddity. Lying just south of the 49th parallel, it is a U.S. exclave, part of Washington State, but completely disconnected from the U.S.
Bye, David.
So to get to a dentist, Pamela has to cross the border.
Are you frustrated? Are you angry?
I can't be angry because I know that the country is trying their best to keep COVID at bay. I'm just frustrated with the system.
While COVID remains a major concern in neighboring British Columbia, Point Roberts has had only one case in more than a year. Still, this small community has been locked out of essential needs.
There's no full-time doctor, there's no dentist, there's no veterinarian, there's not even a pharmacy. You can see why the people who call Point Roberts home are worried. It could become a COVID ghost town.
I had 6 customers on Sunday.
How does that compare to a normal Sunday before COVID?
I would have upwards of 30, 40, 60.
Yeah, I flew up there 3.5 years ago on a seaplane out of Seattle. Beautiful, super gorgeous part of the U.S. right by Canada. Look at the orca whales. Totally shut down. They all wear their masks. They all submit. So you're never going to reopen, honey, until you go bankrupt a couple years from now. Then the globals will come buy your property. They engineer these collapses all over the world. They brag about it. Klaus Schwab brags. Stop submitting. You're just whining on CBS. They're all part of the problem. So you want to be a slave? You want to go bankrupt? You want to go, I understand they want to keep COVID at bay. COVID's the excuse for tyranny, sweetheart. COVID's the excuse for making you obsolete. Comprende? 2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com. And I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, year supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now, preparewithalex.com. November 3rd, the Democrats pledged to challenge the election. They said it'll look like Trump wins that night, but we know the ballots are going to come in one way or another. He will be the president. That is Joe Biden. Joe Biden told people his speech, he goes, I don't even need you to vote. I need you once I get in. Wow, what a strange statement. But I guess when you're that old and have Alzheimer's, you know, you start having that veritas, the vino veritas, and I guess Alzheimer's based or dementia based veritas. And so here we are, and they're doing the Maricopa County operation. You've seen them go crazy. Biden tried to block it with the Justice Department. And now they're reporting some incredible things. Trump has come out saying, yeah, looks like this proves they stole it. But what are they going to do once that evidence is fully certified? Now we've got breaking, GatewayPundit.com. Dominion Voting Systems releases statement, slams Arizona forensic audit, and states company will not release passwords to Maricopa voting machines. That's Jim Hoff, owner, founder of Gateway Pundit. We have his brother that's a forensic fraud investigator who's really the expert joining us. Breaking, significant discrepancies discovered in Arizona audit ballots of up to 17.5%. Likely Joe Biden did not win. Law enforcement now investigating the fact that the servers were wiped illegally. Breaking, Trump responds to 17.5 ballot discrepancy in Arizona, claimed that Biden likely did not win the state. Stacey Abrams, who's still fighting her loss 3 years later in Georgia, says that when Republicans do it, it's white supremacist. AZ recount, continuation of the insurrection. Got video of that. So joining us to lay out the latest developments is Joe Hoff. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Alex.
You really got your nose to the grindstone. So does your brother. I think Gateway Pundit is the best place for overall accurate analysis. I mean, to me, this is the biggest news yet. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. A lot going on in Arizona. Here's why we know it's one of the biggest things to hit is because the DNC sent like something like 100 or so attorneys down to Arizona to try to stop this thing. Mark Elias is down there. He's been the instigator and the leader behind all the lawfare efforts to try to steal this election. He was successful in getting individuals to sign off on these insane rules concerning absentee ballots and drop boxes before the election when they didn't have the authority to do so. And we've seen a number of Republicans, like in Arizona, fight back against against audits, et cetera. So the big thing in Arizona is Maricopa County, and I'll just kind of give you a couple statistics about why it's so important there. Maricopa County is where Phoenix is located, and it's like 60% of the entire population in the state. And it's traditionally gone Republican. It's gone Republican since Harry Truman. And Joe Biden miraculously somehow won Maricopa County in this year's election. He ends up beating Trump by something like 40,000 or so votes in the county, which ended up allowing him to win the vote in Arizona by 10,000 votes. The first Democrat to win Maricopa since Truman, the first Democrat to win Arizona since maybe one of the Clinton years, Joe Biden had 150% of the total votes that Hillary did in Maricopa County. And of course, nobody believes that, not if they're being honest. Joe Biden was not more popular than Hillary Clinton, and there was no enthusiasm behind Biden as well. We reported on this at the time. There was a event that Biden and Harris held in Phoenix like 3 weeks before the election, and a local newscast woman is there, and she's saying, this is really weird. I'm across the street from where Biden and Harris are, and the parking lot's empty. Nobody's there. And that was Biden, and yet at that same time period, a 95-mile-long Trump car parade was created over a weekend, a couple weeks before the election, not related to the party, not related to the Trump campaign. It was just individuals in Arizona that were behind Trump. 95-mile long car parade, and they're telling us that Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in Maricopa County, the first Democrat since the 1940s. It is an absolute lie. So we know, just looking at the big numbers, this doesn't make any sense. And I'll compare this to use my auditor hat. And you know, Alex, I've mentioned before, I've done hundreds of audits around the world. I was stationed in Hong Kong for 10 years. I've got a background in corporate finance, et cetera. And one thing I've raised on this show before too, Alex, as you remember, is the major failing and actually the accomplice that not just the big media was in this deal and big tech, but our justice system, because they did nothing as incident after incident after incident occurred. And in the corporate world, I mentioned this before, Alex, if there's just a fraud of $1 or $5 million, it goes straight to the top. It goes to the audit committee of the corporation. There's a mandate that it's discussed. It's talked about. What's happened needs to be defined. And resolution has to be put in place such that the top people in the corporation are confident this won't happen again. That's just with minor things of fraud.
And let's expand on that. We now have even CNN Cook polls show 70% of Republicans think it was stolen, 30% Democrats. Other side of it, polls are upwards of 70% of the public in general of both parties. So people aren't buying this. We know it's illegitimate. He couldn't even get 20 people to his rallies. He didn't get 9 million more votes than Obama or all of this. It's pure bull. So expanding on that, now that this is coming out and they've tried to block it, what do you predict is going to happen, though, when they show the proof of this fraud, which mirrors the fraud that you and others discovered the same pattern in the other battleground states, that when the polls closed, Trump was winning by much bigger numbers than 4 years ago?
Yeah, and like in Arizona, these people that were there on site, one woman there was under testimony, under oath, swore that she's telling the truth in front of Rudy Giuliani, says, hey, Dominion was running this show. Nothing happened without Dominion there telling us what to do. She said they were the ones doing the adjudication. And at times she thought, I think they were the only ones there doing it. And what that means, and here's something that I reported on, and this was what was noted this week in Arizona, is that there's this adjudication ability in these machines that Dominion has built, and maybe others, the system, where if there's a ballot that's in question as far as who the person voted for, they go to this special person. It should be two people that look at the ballot and then make, and define what the correct answer was. But these machines, they don't keep track of who made the decision, whether it was two people, and the date and time, et cetera, of each vote that goes to adjudication. Because that is missing in these systems, I believe they should never be used until that is fixed. Because we cannot have people, random people, making decisions on how somebody voted without there being controls in place to prevent that. So that's what we've written about. So what happens 2 days ago is the Senate comes out with a report, and they had sent it to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, of which it's a majority Republican. And these are the same guys that have done everything they could to delay this audit, stop this audit. Now they got 100 attorneys down there. And by the way, there's been letters coming from these major Democratic, what we call nonprofits. Saying Democratic nonprofit is an oxymoron, because you cannot be Democrat or have an agenda, a political agenda for one party or the other, and be considered a nonprofit. So that's happening all over the place. Republicans don't even touch that. It's massive fraud. But the letters are going to the DOJ even last week, coming from three of these major firms. And one of the ladies who signed for one of these nonprofits, she's the daughter of Klain, who's Biden's chief of staff. So there's a lot.
Stay right there. Let's come back and talk about the latest developments.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Alex Jones Sunday edition. Then Sunday live with Owen Schroyer, 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday evenings. There's so much news over the weekend. Those are very popular shows. People want a Sunday show, so we do it. I've also been doing a lot of Saturday special reports and podcasts that are very popular as well because things are moving so quickly. Now, Joe Hoff is here, and it makes my head spin to talk about this. He gave some of the background, at least we're getting in the new developments. Trump put out a statement saying this shows clear fraud. I mean, I was reading even a 2% change in the vote in areas of Arizona would turn this back to Trump. I mean, none of this adds up the way the media tells us it does. The media told us they were going to challenge Trump no matter what, but when we challenged Joe, we're told we're insurrectionists. Stacey Abrams is still challenging her election in Georgia, but she says if we challenge this, we're white supremacists. We're insurrectionists.
Isn't it this two sets of reality? Really, I even today I was driving and just thinking this world is absolutely upside down. Some of this stuff is just insane. This election was totally insane, and to see even Republican leader McCartney the other day get up there and say, the election's over, we know who won, it's over with. Nobody's questioning.
Oh, it's worse than that. Exactly. He said, no one's questioning it. It's not like he said, hey, I don't question it. He said, no one's questioning it. That's total gaslighting. Yeah. The majority of America doesn't buy it.
Absolutely. And you know what? And nobody buys him. If there's no Trump, you know, good luck, McCartney. He took credit for winning those seats during this past election. Again, another anomaly. Trump wins 27 of the 27 or so flip seats, all go Republican. But the president doesn't win. I mean, Trump wins 17 out of 18 bellwether counties across the country that always go with the winner. And yet Trump doesn't win. I mean, there's so many anomalies we know.
You've also got census data showing it was stolen, but you got cut off by the break. You were getting into all the pressure they're putting on the Justice Department to try to come in and stop states from following their constitutional right to investigate an election. And that's what they want. The Democrats want to cement the fraud of 2020 with this H.R. 1.
Yeah, well, it'll end. We'll never have an election again. And we knew this, Alex, before, you know, while this, you know, BS was going on. We knew this will be our last election. And these Republicans that think, oh, we can just fix this, you know, for next election, we'll get it going forward. To me, they're insane. And here's and it's because I come from a professional auditing background as well as finance and operations. I oversaw a $1 billion entity with financial reporting. I tell you what, if an auditor went out and said, okay, we had a problem here, but we're not going to look at what were the issues that really caused it, but we're going to go straight to our recommendations for what we're going to do for the future. You tell that auditor to go back to start. You need to dig into this and tell me exactly what
you
is the
think
root
the auditor
cause
was getting
this.
Paid off. You think the auditor was getting money.
Well, there you go. You're absolutely right, Alex. And so getting back to Arizona, what happened significantly this week, and Jim has been really pushing for this, my twin brother Jim, who's the founder of the Gateway Pundit, pushing, they've got to start getting some information out from their effort, because the Democrats are going to come in and they're going to get this thing shut down. If they're going to steal an election, they're not going to allow an audit like this to finish, to complete.
Because and you
they
notice they're moving heaven and earth to block it. If they had nothing to hide, yeah. Why act like they're so scared?
They are absolutely frightened, which is absolutely proof that something's going on. Again, put your auditor hat on. If you walk into an area and somebody starts pushing back, you know immediately you need to push harder because there's something going on there.
And that's what more into why Trump's saying this is too close to, and I agree with him. If you've got Dominion erasing the servers when they weren't supposed to, and you have the Democrats saying before, oh, we won't give it to you, but it's there. I remember them saying, we have all this, we haven't erased it. And people said, we think they erased it. Now they've erased it. My God, that's smoking gun right there. And then with the audit, it doesn't match up to what the computers originally said.
That's right. And so the Senate subpoenas the Maricopa County. These five mostly Republicans push back, push back, push back. Finally, the judge steps in and says, no, they have every right to request this information. They've got a valid subpoena. And then these guys from Maricopa County don't provide them what they needed. And it was shocking, this letter. It was massive. And we're really happy that these guys finally did it so that Americans can see, and they're not going to get this through the mainstream, but you, through your own effort, you can see, you can go read the letter, all the things that were missing. There are a couple of just devastating items on that list, devastating. They had deleted a database, and you were referring to this with Dominion, but a chunk of the database is gone. And they can tell it was deleted about 3 days before the election or before the machines were handed over to these auditors. I mean, that doesn't make sense. So what were they deleting?
Well, it does make perfect sense. 3 days before they finally, the court orders are handed over, they go in and they wipe the damn sucker.
So what was on those machines that they would go to and the extent that they did to delete that information? Because I believe what they did is they broke a subpoena. That's a crime. You cannot freaking do what they did. But they also didn't provide, and what was in some of those files that they deleted were these adjudicated files. The ballots that were adjudicated, they at least had a record or something of these files. That's gone now. So I mentioned how that whole process makes these machines invalid. If I was working in a professional setting and the machine didn't have an audit record, an audit trail, and the ability to see this stuff in the future, what happened back when, I'd shut down that system, I'd say, until we need a better system here. They deleted all those adjudicated ballot files. We don't know which ballots were adjudicated, how many, or when, or by whom. That was in the Senate's report. We also found out that they, a couple of days prior to this letter even, that the passwords to the routers and to other information, to some of the system, they don't have. The Maricopa County people said, we don't have it, meaning Dominion is the assumption. Dominion has those passwords. And then Dominion comes out yesterday and says, we're not going to give you those passwords. So that's going to be another issue to get at these passwords at the high level, the administrative level, so that they can determine all the information and all the things that happen. Another roadblock by these guys. But this is important because no company that I'm ever aware of has a system that they don't have the admin rights to. The admin rights set you at the top where you can basically do anything in that system to fix it if there's issues. And usually the corporation that leases the software or purchases that software has that ability, and yet the American...
So this is really a smoking gun cover-up, and then the evidence we do have is 17% anomaly against Trump. Trump wins hands down. It's the same fraud we saw in other states. In 50 seconds, where do we need to go next? What do you think is about to happen?
Yeah. Well, we do think that probably Biden's DOJ is going to do something to try to stop it. What we've been recommending these guys down in Arizona to do is have good records of what they have, back up whatever they've done off-site to make sure that they can report at any time the massive amount of fraud that they've already found. They've gone through like 500,000 ballots out of 2.1 million, they say, so far. I hope it's more than that. But we need to know how many of those were invalid. I've heard there may be something up to 200,000 of those ballots that might be invalid. So who knows? We don't know yet, but that's what I've heard. The other thing, Alex, real quick, 10 seconds to go. We know that they don't have any chain of custody records.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We've got to go to break. Two more minutes on the other side. We got to hear this. It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriot's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Auditor, his brother drafted him in to help back with the whole COVID exaggerated BS, and then, of course, with the election. And really, the Gateway Pundit has been the best one-stop shop exposing all the systematic fraud. And he's a lot like me in that he's not hyper like I am, but he likes to lay out the whole compendium. And so half the time we had with him, he spent just giving us the background, the anomalies, the history, and then now to the big meat and potatoes. So I'm going to try to hit him the floor, and I'm going to try to shut up for 5 minutes to recap the latest developments and then finish up with what you were trying to get to, because you add these things together, the hiding it, the cover-up, the numbers showing Trump won that we're getting, the fact that they're desperate wanting the DOJ to come in and shut it down, the fact that they wiped it, the not having the chain of custody. I mean, this is and now wanting to cement it in federal law to federalize elections with a federal dictatorship. I mean, this is incredible. This is happening. They're making their move because there was a major political realignment. America turned against globalism and leftist garbage. It's happened all over the world, not just here. And so they're having to set up a technocratic dictatorship, basically a fraud, in my view. So recap and then get to the final point.
But yeah, and that's so true, Alex. And I guess here's the point that I could make. The difference between reality, which is the corporate world, and what we're seeing right now, which is politics and this totally corrupt system that's running this country right now. And in a corporate world, if you had two divisions, one being an audit shop and one being the marketing group or whoever this audit team might be looking at, and if the audit team came in and tried to get information related to their audit, and that team didn't provide that information to the audit team, and this had to go up to the board of directors and to the chairman of the company.
They'd be fired and the police would be gone.
They'd be gone. You're right. It's garbage what's happening here. This should not be happening. These people should be complying. And the Secretary of State there, who's Soros-backed, her name's Katie Hobbs, she's with the people that are pushing back. If she's doing her job, she wants to know everything that's wrong so she can fix it so that everybody has faith in the election, and she's doing the opposite. Again, it all tells you what's really happening. And so the one piece that was noted in this letter from the Senate to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors was that, hey, we've asked for what's called chain of custody documentation on all the ballots, and you haven't provided us any. So where is it? What's going on? Is there any? Can you tell us why you haven't provided that? And what this chain of custody documentation is it's just a document that you fill out whenever a ballot comes in that needs to be moved from here to there. People sign off on one end. People that drop it, they drop it off. People that pick it up again, they sign off on that end. And you have a
just
chain.
Like you get a UPS or Amazon delivery, the driver signs it, you sign it, it's a chain of custody.
That's right. You know everybody that had it and when they had it and with their initials, they've signed off on it. This is mandated in Georgia. We've looked at the law there. Absolutely mandated that it's if a ballot doesn't have that information, it's illegitimate. It's not a legal ballot. And we found in Georgia there's 355,000 ballots right now today that have no chain of custody documentation on them. That means they're invalid. And you can bet 95 to 99% of those ballots are all for Joe Biden. Same thing in Arizona. Here they're saying we don't have any information on any of these ballots related to their custody.
And then we've got Pennsylvania, the UPS or USPS driver, where he's got a truckload of them, and they're all scanned in against Trump by a machine. He can see it.
Think about it. Michigan, Wisconsin, where they dumped 140,000 ballots in the middle of the night, all over. What the Republicans and people that want to see the truth behind these elections, what they really could zero in on is, let's look at the chain of custody documentation. And every single ballot that doesn't have it, we want to know what it is and who they voted for. And we will take those totals out of the vote because they're not legitimate. And everybody that certified these things should be dealt with properly according to the law. If you certify a fraudulent election, then you should be held accountable. And these people should go to jail, in my mind. This is horrible what's happened here. And the true winner of this election has been abused like I've never seen anybody abused in my life. And it's Donald Trump, in my opinion.
Well, that's because they're guilty. They're going for broke. And they basically robbed the bank. They're breaking the social contract. In closing, you talk about chain of custody. We know they fought tooth and nail for months to block the Senate and to block the courts and to block people from being able, in this one county that had the most ridiculous anomalies, in the country in a sea of ridiculous anomalies, in my view.
Right.
And then talk about chain of custody. We need to know the names of who went in 3 days before and wiped those computers, because those computers are now really the chain of custody of what happened. They're just as important as the ballots.
That's right, Alex. That was a crime. And that's like obstructing justice. That's like tampering with tampering with whatever the evidence. Those are crimes, and these people should be held accountable. And if you can't, in my opinion, if you can't determine exactly who it is, then you go a layer up, and you go a layer up. And eventually, if you have to indict every one of those board of supervisors, or do you have to indict the people from Dominion that were involved in the case, if they're at fault, if we can see that, then they need to be indicted. And we already know these guys, they lie about everything. One other thing I was thinking about, the routers that they said, we can't give that to you because there's personal information on it. That's garbage. You talk to any IT professional, that too was garbage.
So, I'll tell you a story, and I'm no master forensics guy like you, but 20 years ago, we already had a shopping cart, and I could look at the graph of stuff sold for a month on American Express, and about halfway through the month, the American Express orders went down about 30%. So it was just like the Biden graph in Michigan and other states is under Trump, and then as soon as they get all these magic ballots, it goes straight up. Well, I saw it go straight down at a date and then not get a bunch of orders. So I did an investigation, called American Express. They checked. Somebody in Minnesota with my same name had somehow gotten in and changed, but was only able to get certain amounts of the cards with certain prefixes. I don't know how it all worked. So about half of our American Express orders were going to this guy for like a month. He said it was an accident, gave it back. But I mean, I could see the graph and see it went straight down that someone was grabbing those orders. I called American Express. They agreed. They found out it stopped. So anybody can look at these graphs and see it go straight up when everything else is an organic curve and then a straight up curve. That's a fraud.
Outrageous. And, Alex, we knew this. We saw these charts on November 4th, the day after the election. We saw very similar charts that day. We knew that there was these big dumps and prove to us that they're valid. Give us that chain of custody documentation on all those ballots. And let's not give them time to make up stuff. Let's freaking get that information right now. And let's see. And I tell you what, these secretaries of state that approved these elections and said everything was fine, knowing that they had hundreds of thousands of ballots without chain of custody documentation, they should be held accountable. They certified an election that was fraudulent, and they knew it. So that's just a simple test that could be done. There's so much fraud in so many other ways, too, that needs to be looked into. I think we need to look into every single state. I think if I was every state should contact their legislature and say, we want to know. If Trump won Florida by 4%, how much did he really win by? Texas, how much did he really win by? We need to look at all the states and figure out how much massive fraud there was. The number will shock people.
I totally agree with you. And in closing, Joe, at GatewayPundit.com, we really appreciate you and your brother and your whole great team. We're told we're insurrectionists and criminals day one, even before the Capitol, that we're not supposed to ask a question. When the Democrats, Hillary and all of them, said, we're going to block this, we think he's going to win, one way or another, we'll never accept it. And John Podesta was in the New York Times saying, we'll have a secession of Democrat states and have our own inauguration. They said, one way or another, Pelosi said, Trump will not be sworn in, and they made good on that.
Yeah, it's totally shocking. And I remember Mark Finchin from Arizona saying, hey, the thing that separates this country from other countries is we have the ability to go in and review elections and to audit them and to look at them. And they need to be done by qualified auditors that will do a fair and fair.
And lo and behold, we found evidence of fraud. And they want to send the Justice Department in. Joe Hoff, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You look like an angel,
move like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got one.
In the war room yesterday in the first hour, part of it with Owen Schroyer. He made a really good point that's actually backed up by facts. He said they backed off on the mask early because there's so much pressure to it and because people are pushing back. They want to kill that opposition. And once we dissipate our movement against them, there's so much pressure on Fauci and others that launched the attack and the power grab, then they'll bring it back later. And Owen was absolutely right when he said that. And I want to explain something. The globalists telegraph what they're going to do. They were going to announce no mask outdoors on July 4th, but everybody was so pissed at them and not buying it and leaving their blue cities that they go, okay, and they did it a few weeks ago. But then people were still angry at them, so they were still planning July 4th to say, all right, if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask inside to get you ready down the road to check your QR code that you've been vaccinated with the poison. But there was so much pressure, he went ahead and did it yesterday. So your pressure is having an effect on these puppets. Look, if I explained why they shut down the pipeline and how I know they did it, it would take an hour. I've already done it. If you read in the globalist documents, if you get into how they're going to take down society, they say carbon taxes, shutting down the infrastructure with orders, regulations and control, and hackers are going to help get us to net zero. And what that means is they either do it themselves or they let hacker subsidiaries do it and let them get away with it. There's even articles like, well, the hackers did help cut the carbon footprint. So instead of like having Earth First put spikes in trees so if you hit it with a saw, it shoots out and kills you in your heart, or instead of dynamiting a pipeline, which they've done, or instead of shooting at pipeline workers, or like they do during riots, shooting at firefighters and telephone repair people, instead of that, hackers did it. It's just a nebulous enemy that did it. I watched Biden order 4 days, 5 days before the storm hit. The state of Texas said, please let us take the carbon restrictions off. We need to up coal and natural gas use. You have to get an emergency authorization or there's $1 million fines per facility per day. And if you don't tell them, it's a felony and you can go to jail. We need to repeal that crap. People ask, well, why didn't they just turn the pipeline on by hand? Under emergency rules that Biden put back in place, they've shut down almost all the pipelines in California. They're trying to shut down the one in Michigan. And they tell the higher up in those companies, actually, you got to get an environmental assessment before you turn those on by hand. There might be an accident. What did Whitmer say 2 days ago to London Guardian? She gave a speech. She said, well, it's never had an accident, but I'm scared the hackers might get it. Oh, so they might shut it down, so we better. It's like, oh, if I have a child, they might die in a car wreck, you know, when they're 10 years old, so I better not have a child. Or I better not go outside. I might catch a cold. This is the crazy attitude. But that's just their cover story for all this. So, yes, the group shutting thousands of pipelines down in the West, the group that shut down all of Spain's gas and oil, basically, bankrupt to them, the same one that sent it to England, the same one doing it to Australia, who said they'd do it. Yes, they're behind it. Not some nebulous thing. Oh, of course, out of Russia. Give me a break. Yeah, now Whitmer says, okay, you got a treaty? You can run this gas pipeline, gasoline into the U.S. and oil? We're just going to seize your company. By the way, Whitmer, a treaty overrides a governor's fat mouth. If a state wanted to secede, then it could override the treaty. Oh, but you'll say states can't secede. No, they can in the Constitution. That decision, that was not all cleared up with the Civil War, ladies and gentlemen. And I've also heard the national news go, the chairman of the Republican Party, Alan West, is wrong. Texas is not allowed to secede. I'm going to explain to you that two states have it in their founding and in their Constitution. And that's New Hampshire and that's Texas. But that's why Texas is called the Lone Star State. Because it was a country and then it entered by treaty and may remove itself with a vote of the legislature. That's in the damn entrance into the U.S. And Alan West is right. But again, they think you're stupid. And New Hampshire just has a right to revolt and do whatever the hell it wants, which I think every state should have. But when New Hampshire entered the Union, they put in their right to revolt, which is in our Declaration of Independence, which doesn't give us the right, it enshrines it, and it points it out. So long before we get violent, we need to get political, we need to get loud, we need to get aggressive. And we're doing that, and we're winning, folks. The enemy has counterstruck. As negative as all this is, things are going to get a lot better. Now, I want to open the phones up on any subject you want to call in about. All I ask is you have a good, clean phone and you just make your point because I want to hear the next person. I respect your time. We had a few callers left on hold the other day. We want to call them back, get them on. That's fine. If they don't answer, that's fine. We'll take your calls at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX is the number to join us. And we have a doctor joining us who's brought out a big study that is what we already see in the news, what we already can hear from our friends and family. More people are now dying from the COVID shot than died of COVID, and most of the people now dying in hospitals with COVID got the vaccine. That's even in the news. The New York Yankees are all getting COVID when they already took the vaccine months ago because it's bull. If you've had the flu or had the cold, in the last 10 years on average, you're going to test positive at 40 cycles of a COVID PCR test. I mean, that's the inventor said that. It's a fact. But we just still go with the fraud because it's, well, don't question her. You're hurting those that died of COVID. You mean died of the flu? You mean died of pneumonia? They're like, well, then wait, you said Fauci attacked us and cooked it up. No, it's a real cold virus, gain of function, a nasty cold virus. And if you're run down and had a heart attack and cancer and don't have good absorption in your guts because of all different types of problems that people can have in their intestines, you know, Crohn's, irritable bowel, what's the other big one? That family, really old folks die, but it's where the guts get infected. The point is, diverticulitis. Yes, you will die from any virus. So, but the point is, they did release it because it's novel, and it would scare scientists when they looked at it. Because the damn thing's got five viruses in it. And it's a carrier in the future for more deadly strains they're going to release. And now you notice I said that 16 months ago, it's all coming out. I've got their number, folks. I know how they operate. We can beat them together. And then I have Tucker Carlson exposing the pedo teaching in public schools. And now that's the operating system of the left is sex. They want a relationship sexually with your children like any abuser wants to make that mark on them, to have a bigger mark to the parents. All the way to have a bigger mark on somebody than the parents is to have sex with them or to screw with their mind sexually. And they know how to tie propaganda to sex and really turn your kids into freakazoids like they are. So that's all coming up. As well, 877-789-2539, free-for-all, coming up. And then, in the fifth hour, we have another great guest host that is going to be hosting. He was sick last week, but he will be there. And so we'll tell you all about that coming up today. Briefly, I want to thank you all for funding us. I want to thank you all for supporting us. We were in the red the first 4 months of this year, and I prayed about it, and thank God. Products that hadn't come in because the supply chain breakdown came in. Bodies came in. Turbo Force came in. Winter Sun came back in. Vitamin Refusion. You notice, though, that most of those are already back at regular price because they're almost sold out. And then it's months till I can even get more because we can only get limited orders of the high-quality stuff we've got. And I'm not going to lower the formulation quality. That's how I know how bad the breakdown is with food and everything. And so I would get these products while you still can. We got out of the red into the black, but not much into the black. But I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank God for that. And separately, also got us out of the black, even though we make a small percentage because the food doesn't have a lot of markup. People are smart. They're buying a lot of food right now at PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the full catalog of My Patriot Supply. It's 2020 prices of 10% off. They're going to go up in 2 or 3 weeks. They haven't given me the exact date. So this isn't just keeping it at the lower price before it goes up. This is 10% off. They're already very low, great prices on high-quality, storable food, packaged very well, very easy to transport. With all the commodities going up and all the craziness, I think you're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I know this is the best company with the highest quality for the price you pay. InfoWarsStore.com. Or preparewithalex.com or 888-253-3139. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, specialty foods, portable, gravity-fed water filtration systems, the highest rated out there. It's all there at preparewithalex.com or just follow the food link, preparedness link, and InfoWarsStore.com. They're the biggest company in the U.S. now because they came from nowhere 4 years ago with quality and dedication and getting it to you. And here's the most important part. They got it ready to ship right now. Other folks are already getting backlog at horrible food companies, and shortages are already starting at regular food places, and prices are exploding. So get your orders in while you still can. The 10% off extended until Sunday, and then that's it.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.